Hello, and welcome to the Black Tie Confessions. Today we're going to talk about a teacher on OnlyFans. Best friend's fiancé is her ex, and hating a mom for not stopping abuse. Dear Black Tie, I was physically abused by my brother for years, and my mom knew it, but didn't stop him. Now I hate her for doing that. Family abuse is probably one of the most terrible forms of abuses. Not that any abuse is good, but when it comes from your family, it often makes you feel like you can't trust people, because there's always that trust bond with your family. Now, unfortunately, there is so much going on with this that it really is hard to unpack. What we have here is a situation of many things we don't know. Was it just physical, like he just punched you and pushed you, or was there more to it? I'm going to have to go on. It was just physical, like he beat you up and your mom didn't stop. So your mom knew it, so clearly she witnessed these acts and she didn't stop it. So we have to wonder, why didn't she stop it? Did it seem like it was no big deal to her? Was it fun for her? Was this something that she witnessed while growing up herself? Did she have many siblings, like older brothers and sisters, that constantly beat up on her so she saw that as beating up on you was okay? Now, that, of course, does not make it okay because she lived through it so she can pass it on to you. But we don't know why she did it, and that's going to be the biggest problem here. You have to talk with her, either alone or with a group for therapy with her. Because nothing can change until you get answers from her. You can hate her, but would you feel as bad if you found out that she was continuously abused growing up? Doesn't make it better, but maybe you can start to understand her, and then maybe there could be a healing going from that point on. But until you know exactly what her thoughts are on this subject, there's really nothing you can do about it. You can either accept it, this is what happened in the past, and you've moved on, because you say you hate her for doing that, but if you hate her, do you just want to be okay hating her, or do you want to love her again and be okay with her? Now, you may think, oh, I can never love her after doing that, but many people go through such very bad things and then eventually end up being okay with it and forgiving them because you understand why it happened. But you need to take the next step and figure out why exactly she allowed it to happen. So talk with her. And if you're afraid to do that, then try to go to therapy and get group help, because the only way you're going to get a resolution of this is if you get answers. And the only way you can get answers is from her. Dear Black Tie, I was in a long, secret, and intimate relationship with my boyfriend until it went bad before I left for college. Upon return, my best friend announced she's getting married and it was to my ex. I didn't tell her we were in a relationship, and I'm not sure if I should before her wedding. The big question you have to ask yourself is, the moment you found out that she's getting married and she said, I'm getting married to so-and-so, why didn't you at that moment go, oh, I've actually had a relationship with him in the past? Now, you mentioned that it went bad. How bad was it? Was he a really terrible person? Or did you just not get along? There, it seems like before you left for college, so sometimes one person is moving on and the other person's not. Or are you moving on in different directions? If it was a really terrible thing and he did terrible things, maybe you should have said something. But if it was just a secret that you had and it just didn't work out and it went bad because of not his fault or your fault, just situation's fault, then why were you so afraid to admit that? So now that you didn't tell her, you have to begin to wonder, should I tell her? What benefit do I get to telling her? What benefit does it do to her, to me, to him? Is there any benefits of actually telling her? Well, eventually, for example, at the wedding, you're going to see him and he's going to see you. Most likely before this point, if you're that close of a friend, you probably see it, rehearsal dinners and whatnot, and then it's all going to come out, and then it might get messy. You slept with her? You slept with him, and nobody told me? It's going to get messy. So So unless you're not planning on seeing her and him ever again, and if it's your best friend, you probably will, not telling her is going to be a problem. And you're going to have to explain to her why you didn't tell her. Were you just embarrassed of this situation? Were you embarrassed of this situation when you were younger and that's why it was a secret? Were you just young and didn't want anybody to know because you didn't want to jinx it? And in high school, it can also be a problem like, oh, you like him? Ew. There are many situations of why you would want to hide it. But you're obviously an adult now. She's an adult. And you have to make adult decisions and adult reactions. Do you want this to come out days before the wedding at a reception? You want to make sure that this gets out ahead of time before it gets really deep and heavy. Before it's the last minute and then she starts asking, well, why didn't you tell me? It's going to get ugly, potentially. Or it could be just like, oh, yeah, he mentioned that, but I didn't really want to say anything because you didn't tell me yourself, so maybe you're embarrassed about it. So it is possible she knew. She's probably wondering why you're not telling her. And it could be like, geez, you never told me the whole time. But this is all about being secrets. And when there's too many secrets, this is what happens. You can either wait to the last minute and wait to make a whole huge mess and everyone will blame you if the wedding gets called off in the last second. Or you tell her now before it gets too late. Dear Black Tie, I teach high school and it doesn't pay very well. So I started an OnlyFans page to make extra money. I'm terrified I will be found out because while the OnlyFans pay is very good, I love my career as a teacher. Now, for those who don't know, and those who are listening with somebody else and wants to pretend they don't know, OnlyFans is a site where people tend to go to for making sexual videos and pictures. It's only for the fans, where the people will pay and subscribe to see naughty stuff usually. The money on that could be good. Very, very good. A lot of people are doing it and it's very popular. And there has been situations where teachers do that because they happen to be good looking and they can make a lot of money. And when they do get found out, they get into a lot of trouble because it's inappropriate for a teacher to be nude because the students may see her and so forth. It is understandable why a school would frown upon this, because then you have to explain it to all the parents. All the students will be talking about it in class, and they'll probably show it on the phone, and it'll go around and laughing and giggling, and it could cause a great amount of mess. Is it fair that a teacher can't do this separately? No, it's not really fair. They should be able to do this. They're two separate situations here. But unfortunately, it's getting more and more complicated, this world, when it comes to online. Everybody will see everything. Unfortunately, this is not a very fair situation for the teacher. But that's the world that we're living in now. Now, I can't say how I would feel in this situation if I was a teacher and I did something like this and all of a sudden all the students started talking around and looking at the pictures. It'd be very awkward. And as a parent, you notice that your student is looking at pictures and you realize it's pictures of a naked teacher. That also would be very inappropriate. Now, they tried to explain this as it is very harmful for the students. I will agree, it is very distracting for the students. And most boys would have very hard time focusing in that class for pretty much the rest of the year. That's understandable. Outside of that, will it have a detrimental effect on students? Are they going to care so much that they're going to start to go, well, I don't need to study. I can just have my own OnlyFans page. So forget about school. Most likely not. Believe it or not, and I mean this in absolute no disrespect, and it's not a good thing, but teachers aren't that respected in the first place by many people. This is why they don't get good pay and are treated so poorly. It's an unfortunate situation. So when they do something, it really doesn't affect the students. As I said, outside of being distracted, their life outside is not going to have effect. Students aren't going to care one way or other what they do outside of school. They just don't care that much. They have their own lives. So in this situation, it is very tricky because you can see both sides why it would be a problem and why it shouldn't matter. But the fact of the matter is, it's gonna matter. So you basically have to make your choice. Yes, you love your career as a teacher, but if your career cannot support you financially that you need for the lifestyle you want, you have to make that choice. And clearly you made that choice to do OnlyFans, and it's working for you. But you're gonna have to accept that one day, everything may come crashing down on you. Eventually, it will get to the point where somebody is going to find out. And the choice of which life you want is going to be cast for you. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Black Tie Confessions. If you enjoyed what you listened to, please subscribe. And if you would like to participate, go visit me on Instagram or TikTok at Black Tie Confessions. Send me a message and you might be on the next podcast. Thank you and take care.